Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. You're tuned in to Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee, where we talk about all things sex, relationships, intimacy, sex, love, and hey, more sex. Because, honey, around here, it ain't your mama's talk. Welcome, darlings, to another episode of Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. I hope everybody's having a fucking fabulous week so far. It is the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, hump day, humping on Wednesdays with Monica Lee, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's all about perception. So tonight on Front Porch Sex Talk, I have a very special guest. I have, tonight is the guys' night. You know, I always have something going on. It's the girls' night, then the guys' night. And tonight I have a very special guest. I have James from Play Harder Radio. How are you, James?
Monica Lee, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Girlfriends, listen to that voice. You get an hour of that voice. Say it again, James. How are you?
I'm great, Monica. How are you?
I'm a little bit red in the face already.
I'm glad you like it.
Well, you know, you've always had a great voice. So, any
Thank
plans
you.
For your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we are. I live down here in Florida now, so most of my family is in Missouri or Denver. Shout out to all my peeps in Denver tonight. I think there might be a few out there listening. But one of my best friends here, their family has some family property up north of Pensacola Beach. They call it the Pond. They've got a big pavilion, probably, I don't know, 50, 75 people will show up. I took the easy route and bought some pies from Village Inn, so that's what I'm taking. So we're doing that tomorrow at noon, and then going to make my rounds tomorrow afternoon and early evening, and then hang out with my daughter and her boyfriend tomorrow night.
Nice. I hope you said pies. I hope one of those pies is pumpkin. Yes?
Well, of course, it's Thanksgiving.
Well, good. And the reason I say that is because I have been preaching and teaching all week long on my other radio show, Keeping It Sexy with Monica Lee on Rock Rage Radio, about how to make your Thanksgiving sexy. And I was talking about pumpkin pie and how it makes your love wand and your sparkler more sparkly. It gives it a boost. Yeah.
Pumpkin gives you a boost.
Yes, it makes your erection stronger.
I guess I'll be eating a lot of pumpkin pie tomorrow then.
Yeah, so make sure you tell everybody at the table, grab a slice of pie. Literally.
You know what? Knowing this family, I'm going to have to choose my the recipient of that message carefully, I think.
Oh, hell, the minute I, with my family, now they never used to be like this, but the minute I walk in the door with my family, that just automatically talks about sex or something to that effect. So, well, it sounds like you've got a full day ahead of you tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. We've got, you know, and then I'll be out. I assume Hannah Lee is my daughter, and I assume we'll be out tomorrow night. So I'm kind of promoting. I'm going to go out tonight after this show, and then tomorrow night, and then Friday to promote my Play Harder radio show at Casino Beach Bar and Grill on Pensacola Beach from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. And you can hear that show on Blog Talk Radio / Play Harder Radio.
Nice. And I'll be listening. So, and I like Hannah Lee. I like Hannah Lee. Yes, I have. You were going to ask me if I listened to you before. Yes, I have.
I was going to ask, what was I going? Oh, I was going to say it's a live show right on the beach, and for the future, we're going to be working on the video side of the show so that people can really see the effect of the restaurant, the bar sitting there on the beach. It's very resort-like, and Joey, the general manager out there, has been very good to me. Kelly, Matt, and Scott have been good to me, and we're looking at renewing. We work with the local high school there with their athletic program and get the coaches in there every Saturday and get players and families in. So it's pretty cool. Not too much sex talk, but it's a good sports show.
And I was just going to say, maybe I need to go do my show over there.
Well, yeah, we'd make that a separate show, though, probably.
Yeah. I could sit next to you.
Absolutely.
Okay, getting my composure. All right. So, I've known you for a while now. God.
Yes.
9 years? Almost 9 years.
Something like that. Yeah, I think when I
Wow.
first moved to somewhere near when I first moved to Florida, which was 10 years ago from Denver.
Yeah. Wow. It's been a while. I'm just replaying all
Time
the
flies.
time flies. Yes, it does. Jeez. So anyway, so that's exactly why I have you here with me, because wise James, you are. I knew you could handle these questions that these women are throwing at me. Inquiring minds
So
want to know, darling.
these are questions women want to know, or so
Yes.
you've surveyed you these have been surveyed.
Well, I have, everybody knows that they can call in or that they can message me and send me their questions or comments or stories to read on air. So I was on Facebook Live this morning and I was saying, hey, I've got a special guest. It's the guys' night. And if any of you girls have any questions, and my phone just started blowing up.
That's awesome.
Yes,
Well,
it
we
is.
will we'll have to see how that goes. I'm interested to hear what these questions are.
Well, the typicals. Because right now we're in a society where it's not so much that dating sucks, but dating is rough. It's rough and tough, and it's, I don't even know that it's called dating anymore. I don't know. We live in the land of technology, and you can have whatever you want and keep going. And if that doesn't suit you, well, sorry, I can just block and delete you and, whatever. But so that's what a lot of, and it goes both ways. It's not just guys doing it to girls. It's, girls making a bad name for us out there too. So, yeah, it's your typical question.
It's
One
work.
girl,
Dating's work.
it is work. And I just
It's
don't,
not.
I'm exhausted. I mean, I'm not dating, but I just get exhausted, with these, with the messages that I get from guys and girls because they're like, I
Well,
thought we had something.
you meet somebody online or on whatever site it is, and you start to talk a little bit. And then you think about, and sometimes it'll, I don't want to text or message with you forever. That's just doesn't work. And so I think really the only way that you really are going to know who the person is that you're talking to is by meeting them, or at least maybe start out by talking on, well, for sure start out by talking on the phone versus just text. And but then it's like, man, do I really want to put the effort into going to do this? Because so many people misrepresent themselves online, and
Yes.
that's the hardest thing. And to be honest, I've done the worst things to people from meeting them online and then meeting in person. After a while, you get, and it's embarrassing really to say, but after a while of meeting somebody and when you get there, finding out that is that picture 10 years ago or 20 years ago?
I get it. I totally get it. I remember
And it's,
getting
and
in this
for the
new
women too,
situation.
I, you know, 5'6" is not 6 foot, my man.
No, thank you very much. Sweet baby Jesus wrapped in his little bitty blanket. Oh my God. Why? Just why? Because, I mean, eventually at some, I mean, I'm vertically challenged. 5'2 3/4" Thank you very much. 5'7" with some decent high heels. But that's beside the fact. But, you know, if you're telling me, right. I went on a blind date. I was fixed up with a guy one time, and he told me he was 6 foot. And
right.
I'm not shallow. I'm not vain. I don't really pay attention to the physical at all. I see the human being. But when you tell me you're 6 foot and you drive up in this big old dually and you get off your truck and I can see the top of your hat, but not you.
Right.
I'm a little worried. He came around and I feel horrible for saying this, but he reminded me of Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what people think you're going to think, that somebody else is going to think when you get out and you're totally somebody else. You know, probably the craziest or, you know, slash worst story I've ever heard was somebody I talked to. It was a guy who, you know, fell in love with a woman online and then flew her out cross country to meet him. And fell in love online on the phone, okay? You know, night after night.
Well, that happens every day because, you know, it just happens. Everybody falls in love on the phone, and you're just like, I can't live without you. You've got to come and see me. We're going to get married.
Right.
Okay, continue.
people are looking for love. There's no two ways about it. But,
exactly.
You know, she got there, and it wasn't even the woman that, she wasn't even the woman that the picture on the, that he had seen was. Did that come out right?
It
was her friend's, it was her friend's picture.
Shut up.
It was totally somebody different.
And wow.
He saw her and he's, because she didn't think she was attractive enough. So she thought that once he fell in love with her, everything would be cool. And so
right.
She shows up and he's like, and she's like, well, I didn't think it would matter now that, you know, I didn't think it would matter now that, you know, that we've fallen in love. And he's like, yeah, it matters for a couple of reasons, because you're not who I thought you were, you know?
Exactly.
And so that's why I would challenge you a little bit that you say you don't even look at the physical, but I think we do look at the physical, because if you don't have that, if there's no chemistry hey, I want to get it on. That I'm looking forward to sex with you, then it ain't ever happening.
Yeah, well, there has a little bit. But for me, I'm such a sapiosexual. I mean, I have gone out with guys that I was attracted to their brain. I mean, I was just, the conversation was insane, and that just drove me nuts. You know,
well, absolutely.
And
that is also, I mean, I just, you know, what's funny is, what'd you say? Sapiosexual.
I just learned
attracted to intelligence. I just learned that term earlier this week. That's funny.
Yeah. And it's like I always say, if you stimulate my mind, you stimulate the rest. And of course,
it is the largest sex organ. So. The mind.
It is.
So.
It is. And, you know,
imaginations for
exactly.
real.
Exactly. And, you know,
it works.
I love to tell stories. I do have a very vivid imagination.
Yes, you
so,
do.
So, anyway, so one girl has asked, why the hell do guys not want to have relationships anymore? Why is it just, I'll fuck you, but I don't want to have a relationship with you? But hey, your vagina's real cool.
Well, we do like the vagina. What can we say? You know, that's hard. I think that works for That's definitely, you know, I definitely know that's a legit question, because you see so many people out there, no hookups, for, you know, I'm not interested in a hookup, you know, pretty much they know that you're not interested in a hookup. It's a more of an emotional thing for women than it is men. But you know, there's too much, some people want to go too fast. Some people want to place expectations on everybody. They want you to change right away, or change at all. You know, if they want you to change at all, it's just, it's not happening. And,
exactly.
You know, I think there's, you know, we talked a little bit about men not being a man's man anymore these days, and so politically correct. But then again, they try to be cool. And the cool thing is like, you know, I just fucked her, and you know, and then I told her I had to leave. So,
but here's
you know.
The thing though, is that what I'm finding is it used to be, it was a man's hookup world where guys called the shots on the, hey baby, what are you doing? You want to come over? And you know, the girl got all excited because he called her at fucking midnight, and she's thinking, oh, he loves me, he wants me, and he can't sleep without me. So she's going to go over there, and then he's going to get what he wants. They're going to have relations. And then he tells her to leave, and she gets butt hurt. Now I'm seeing where, and this is going to take us into the next question, it's going to be, I see where guys, where it's women now taking that role, and they're like, I don't have time for a relationship, or, you know, you can leave your shoes and your feelings at the door, just come over, do me. And it's the guys that are getting hurt. So that goes, one girl was like, why are men whiny vaginas? That was a question verbatim.
Men aren't, there's fewer and fewer man's man around anymore, I think. And if you look at even at the younger, especially with the younger, and then that's just and that younger just keeps getting older as we go. You know, it's just like you know, I look at last couple weeks political world, and University of Michigan law school. Now the law school, all right. They were going to have a care day or a comfort day for law students, which included Play-Doh and coloring books.
Yes, and pizza and hot chocolate.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck that. You get on with it. I can't imagine my kid being in law school and hearing that he was going to comfort day with Play-Doh and coloring books, hot chocolate, and whatever the hell else you said. And I'd be calling him, you know.
I can't imagine my kid acting like that, period. You know?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants a safe zone, you know, these days, and they're offended by everything everybody says. They're all worried about what other people think. You know, but I think people, you know, sometimes women cause some of that too, because, you know, a lot of them still say, you know, out there on their online sites and everything, it's like, not interested in a hookup. But then that's the first, you're showing a ton of cleavage, but you don't want a hookup. And it's like, you know, men are visual creatures, you know?
Yep.
And, what the eye sees is stimulating, and that's, you know, what's on our mind. You know, you have a good, sexual experience with somebody, and you know, then they're offended that you don't remember that they're Pulitzer Prize winner or something. All you remember is the great sex. Well, we do remember that, but you know what, it's kind of the creature that we are. We're visual.
The thing is, if it is going to be sex, it better be damn fucking good great sex, because if you're going to talk about me, you better talk damn good about me. I'm going to leave an impression. And that's, you know, the thing is, yeah, women are now putting out, I don't want to hook up. And then they'll sit there, and I don't slut shame or anything like that. I'm saving my vagina miles. Yeah, I was talking about that the other day, about saving vagina miles. Because somebody said, one of my friends, she says, she was telling her friend about the HOFAX. And I said, the what? She goes, the HOFAX. You know, like the Carfax? I said, Lord, girl, that was just funny as hell. So we came up with the vagina miles and the HOFAX. But, you know, it's and everybody has their own sexual appetite. And it's like I say, I teach it and I preach it. It's your fucking birthright to feel ecstasy, to feel pleasure. And you should be a grown adult enough to know whether you want to give up and have sex or not. The thing of it is that when... And I tell guys, be fucking honest, man. Be honest. If you just want to hook up, you'd be surprised. That girl might just say, okay. But when you're leading in with the whole, baby, I think this is going to go somewhere. I think we're going
to... Lance romance.
You know, and his whole intention was to just fuck her and leave. And then that's when he starts getting stalked. I've never done that because I just don't do that. They start getting stalked, and then they start thinking, well, she's a crazy bitch. It's a vicious cycle, actually. But now, again,
it is a vicious cycle.
Guys are the same way. It's like when we start dating someone else, they start popping up saying, well, I really thought, you know, I liked you, and I thought maybe we had something. Well, you didn't want anything to begin with, so you said.
Right.
And now that I'm with somebody, now you want to come into the picture. You know, what's up with that? Why do guys do that? Is it the...
Everybody,
and I guess it goes
because
both
they're
ways.
You know, with this, like I said, they're trying to be cool by saying that they don't want a relationship or whatever. But then they're butthurt when you move on to something else. So that I think there's too many expectations up front with the beginning of relationships. And, you know, I don't know why it can't start out to, you know, even if the sex is involved, that without the, you know, it's expectations, because people aren't clear on expectations. And if everybody, like you said, is honest up front, it makes everything way easier. And you'd probably be surprised at the results you get. And also,
because I have spoken to women who said, you know, if he had just said, I just want sex, I would have gone with it. And, you know, but it's the fact that it was misleading. And, you know, girls do it too. Girls do it too. They lead in with, you know, they want something from, you know, they have, I call them agenda girls, where they go in wanting a specific thing and they, you know, get what they want with sex and then they leave, you know.
Right.
It just sucks. It's all part of that whole dating vicious cycle. So I don't want to just dog on the guys, because it goes both ways.
You know, I've been married twice and divorced twice, and I've said many times that I don't know what's worse, being in a bad marriage or dating.
Exactly.
And that's saying a lot about the state of dating, if you ask me.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
I don't know, lack of a better term. You want me to prove myself to you. I find that a lot, that somebody wants them, you know, they want a man to prove themselves to them, that they're worthy. Why aren't we just getting to know each other and enjoy, you know, it sounds
exactly.
Weird to say enjoying each other's company, but having fun together. And if the, you know, and if there's that,
well, what's politically
sexes,
correct anymore, you know, because if you say enjoying each other's company, you know, that's like,
love hanging out, love hanging out.
Well, even that is politically incorrect now, because then that makes it sound like it's Netflix and chill type of thing. It's, you know, and it comes back to the whole damn, everybody gets butt hurt with everything, that everybody just gets offended by whatever. You can't say anything correct anymore. You know?
Yeah, everybody's all butt hurt, and it's a bunch of snowflakes, as they say these days.
No.
And it's you know, you melt at the hint of any thing that doesn't make you feel all warm and gooey, I guess.
I suppose, but so okay. Why are men whiny vaginas? We got the okay. Why do guys, right off the bat, want phone sex? It's like 5 minutes into the conversation after we've just exchanged numbers. Phone sex.
I would
well,
guess
I
that
can
a lot
say,
of that has.
You know, you know. One, I'm a sapiosexual. Two, if his voice is delicious, you know, like yours, why not? I mean, I'm not saying you should be having phone. It is safe sex, but at the same time,
I guess that might be
that connection over the phone. You know, it's
there's
harmless,
a lot of. You hear a lot of stories from women about the dating as well, and it's a nightmare. You know, guys might say it's a nightmare and they don't want to be in a relationship, but for women it's a nightmare too because of that very thing that nobody has any – there's no – you know what? I'm not sure that half of the men out there have – depending on the age, I guess. I don't know, 35 and under, 30 and under, 35 and under – have any idea what chivalry is. And there's no chivalry anymore.
No, there's not.
I think a woman still wants to be treated like a woman and like a lady. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that happen behind. You know, like they don't understand that the mind, that the brain is the biggest sex organ. And, you know, that the that the intelligence and the brain and the conversation and some respect and opening a few doors and a lot of other little things is the way to her bedroom, not,
that's
hey,
all
you want to have phone sex?
Exactly. You know, that's all foreplay. And it's wonderful. And I was talking about that, you know, on my other show as well, especially for tomorrow. You know, foreplay isn't just physical. It's not just in the bedroom. Check on her while she's cooking. Go grab her butt. Slap her ass. Kiss her neck, especially if she's got facial hair. Sweet baby Jesus. But, you know, and I guess with the whole phone sex thing, if you're just meeting, sometimes you just can't help it. I guess I'm being devil's advocate out there, but you can't help it.
Sometimes you just can't help it. And why are you offended that they're attracted to you, whether it's they've seen your picture and it's over the phone and it's your voice that they're attracted to or whatever, because like you say, a great voice is, you know, something to behold. And, you know, and sometimes it's timing of what they've been doing up until they've been on the phone with you, you know. And a lot of it is, I think, you know, I hear, like I was about to say earlier, the stories I hear from women is that, you know, there's a lot of guys, I mean, they just don't have a clue how to treat a lady, you know?
No, and women don't know how to treat a guy either. They go in with their demands, but
that's why it's so hard. The demands, I'm not doing this, you know?
Nobody wants to chase. You know, guys, a guy doesn't want to chase the girl. The girl doesn't want to chase the guy. You know, what is the rule of, okay, I sent him a text. The only rule I have is my 3-day rule. I don't hear from you after 24 hours. Okay, maybe you're busy. 48 hours. You know, I'm thinking,
I'm
still alive. And then on that third day, if I don't hear from you, I'm just going to say there's no interest there and move on. And then I delete you.
You know, I think that's a tough one for guys too, because it's such a game, and it's been made to be such a game and such BS. It's like, I think guys wonder what's the right time to call once you meet somebody and there's that attraction the night before. You meet somebody when you're out.
If you want it, go for it.
You know what? That's what I would say that when I'm looking for in a relationship is that I want to treat you obviously with respect or whatever, but you know, am I calling you too much? Or whatever. I want to call you when I feel like calling you and not feel like it's a, you know, if you make me feel like it's a problem or whatever, then I'm not going to call at all. Or even the other side of the coin where it's, I'll call you tonight. Well, you know what? Sometimes something comes up. It doesn't mean you're out interested in somebody else. It doesn't mean I'm not interested in you. It just means maybe something came up. I was slammed all day at work and I was beat when I got home. And you know what? I just fell asleep. I just fell asleep. And then you call the next morning and, you know, well, I thought you were going to call last night. I'm like, well, you know, yeah, but you said, I was tired. Everything doesn't have to be a lie either. You know, people think that every, you know, when that happens, they think everything's a lie and everything's a game. And that's not necessarily true. But I understand why people would feel that way, because there is so much. It's like, it's a tough game to play, for sure.
It is.
And,
but
you know,
you have the text messaging now.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
I'm guilty. Even my own mother gets pissed off at me. I'm sorry, Mommy, if you're listening. I love you a lot. You know, because, I mean, I work all day. Then I've got, you know, 3 radio shows now. One of them's every morning. And it's like I don't end. And it's already 2:00 in the morning. And I'm just crawling onto the couch because I'm too tired to walk upstairs sometimes, you know. And I will forget because I go from meeting to meeting, or I'm doing readings or sessions or something. And I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to respond to my mom, you know, but I tell, you know, when I have people approach me with that, I'm like, you know, it takes just a few seconds to say, hey, I'm busy, or hey, I'm in a meeting. If you call and I can't answer, I'm in a meeting, you know?
It does. And sometimes, you know, there is that. And you know, and 9 times out of 10, that is what you should be doing. Just once in a while, it just doesn't happen. And then, you know, if you've been in the dating game for a while, and I thought about this earlier when we were talking about, you know, questions that might come up, and that's the topic of people settling just to be in a relationship. But, you know, after you've been into it in the dating game and you know that dating kind of sucks because of demands and that type of thing, when somebody does that to me, it's like, you said you were going to call. And I'm kind of like, well, you know, how about if I just never call then?
Exactly.
Because it's too much work. We're going to have drama.
Exactly. You're already putting demands on me.
Yep.
It's like,
where do we go
work.
From here? You know?
Exactly. Is this the you know, the precursor for what's coming down the line? You know, and we haven't even met yet. And
exactly.
I just have to say that my phone is blowing up, James, thanks to you.
All right.
one moment,
sure,
she's going. She had relations with her man before the show, and just listening to you, she's going to go have relations again.
I'm glad I could. I'm glad I could help.
Another woman said, "Oh my God, if I could just climb through the screen." Ladies, he is as gorgeous as his voice. But take my word for it.
You're too sweet.
So, I have another girl who has, and this has happened to me too. You go out with a guy, things are okay, things are great, but he's not ready for you yet. So he either ghosts you or disappears, and then he goes and marries somebody else, but will constantly message you. You're my secret love. I wish I was with you, baby. What the hell is up with that now?
I've dealt with that. That's really interesting. I'm not super familiar with that, disappearing on somebody and going finding somebody else and then behind that person's back, you know, telling somebody else that, you know, I think that's, you know, the more I think about it, I say I'm not familiar with it, but I think the more I think about it, it's just a case of immaturity and lack of insecurity, lack of maturity and insecurity.
Okay, so
not,
one girl's coming back.
Some people just need validation over and over and over because they've never grown up.
Yes. And that sucks, you know. And the way I see it is, if I, and when I say I wasn't good enough for you back then, I want, that's me putting that guilt trip on you. I wasn't good enough for you then. You had to go find somebody else. But now all of a sudden you're having boring sex with your boring wife. And that's,
right.
I'm just saying it could go both ways because I know women do the same thing.
Yes.
They're having boring sex with their boring husband. But I lost my train of thought with that because somebody just messaged me and said was coming back on the phone sex thing. So I'll go back to that. But, you know, why are you coming back now? Did you make a mistake? Do you need that validation? Or, you know, because obviously you're never going to leave your husband. You're never going to leave your wife. But you want me on the side in just that cyber way because it can't, you know, become a reality.
Some people can never move on. I'm telling you, it's huge insecurity. And they don't want, you know, they don't want you, but they don't want anybody else to have you too. So they want to keep you on the hook kind of thing. And I don't get that at all. You know, it's not fair. And, you know, you know what, if you're smart as a woman or as a man, either one, you know, you just cut that communication off because it's not, you know, for you to keep your hopes up, you're being stupid.
Exactly. I cut off a few like
and
that.
And for the person, and are you really interested in somebody who's going behind their mate's back and doing that? Are you really interested in somebody that's that kind of a shitbag? I would think
exactly.
Not.
Exactly. I mean, maybe what you had was pretty powerful, but the fact of the matter is you could have had this juicy goddess. You could have had everything, but you chose to go the safe route or something to that nature. So I was told, but whatever, no hard feelings. Next.
Well, you know what? That's an interesting point there. The safe route, you know?
Yeah.
What's the safe route? Somebody that you're not intimidated by intellectually or physically or what? What's the safe route? Somebody that you feel like you can have power and control over? If that's what you're, if you're looking for power and control in a relationship, then, you know, then you're way out of line to start with.
Exactly. And it comes down to, yeah, they don't want to be intimidated by their spouse or their, you know, or their partner or whatever the fact is, or, you know, oh, I've been told that I bring out the demons in people. I make them bad
really?
Boys. Where the hell that came from and why that came out, I have no idea. I mean, you know, do I, because I, you know, practice sacred sex and tantra. A lot of people, guys are like, oh, that's something foreign to me. Or they're just intimidated, period, because of what I am and what I do. And that's a whole other Oprah show right there. There was a guy just recently that, told me, I don't think I could handle that because I'm sure you sleep with every guy you talk to. Or how I'll never be able to trust you. And what he doesn't understand is that my practice is very sacred to me, and I am a healer, and I'm that channel for healing. And I'm not the healer, but I am the channel for it. Because like I said, ecstasy is your birthright. And I'll be talking more about my journey the first Wednesday in December. About, I didn't just wake up one day and said, oh, when I grow up, I want to do this. You know, I've known about this since I was very young. But anyway, besides the fact, you know, and it gets very exhausting for a strong woman to, and I'm not one of those feminine Nazi type of women who refuses to shave her armpits and her legs because I'm trying to prove a point and, you know, run marathons. This is gross, but, you know, those free bleeders, because I want to prove that I'm a fucking woman. I like... That was gross, I know, but I'm trying to prove a fucking point here. You know, I like to shave my legs. I like to be smooth up against my sheets. I want to be able to wrap my legs around my man and him say, damn, your legs are smooth. And I want to smell good. I want to be soft and sexy for my man. You know, but when I say I'm a strong woman, I have my own job. I have a career. I can take care of myself. I don't need a man, but I want a man. And at this point,
right.
It's like,
again, that's insecurity. And he's just not man enough. He's not secure in himself enough to have a strong woman in his life. And that's why, and then again, that's why people settle. And that's why they go away from somebody that, you know, like you said, and then they go and they settle somewhere else and they're not happy there, but then they think they can, you know, they still can't handle the other person, but they want to play the game long enough to, or play along with the game to, get their rocks off or whatever. And it's just a vicious circle of BS, because and it all is because they're just not secure enough in themselves and they're just not a man.
Exactly. And sadly, nobody wants to, if there's a little bit of attraction there, or, you know, in that first meeting or whatever it is, or, you know, maybe you get to know somebody over the phone just a little bit, but you don't really take the time to get to know somebody because you're too busy asking about, you know, what size do you wear? What size bra do you wear? You know, you're so busy trying to figure out the physical that you're missing out on the inside. And I get it all the time. Guys are like, oh, well, I only date, you know, a certain type. Okay. All right. Well, good for you. You know, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to that.
You know,
But they'd rather pass on. They'd rather stay alone forever. And I've had this happen to me too, you know, because I wasn't, and I'm doing air quotes here, their type at the moment, but I was everything else they were looking for. Physically, I wasn't what they were looking for. And going down the line 2 years later, we meet up again. They're like, holy shit. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I can change the outside. You know, I'm still the same person on the inside. Well, can we go on a date now? No. No, we can't. And that's just me being...
You had an opportunity.
Exactly. I'm not saying that's me being a bitch. That's just me being, fuck you. I'm sorry. No, you had a chance. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Yeah,
it's
you
got to
weigh those out. You weigh that out. You know, you weigh that out. And I mean, you've already pretty much, the problem, dude, is you've already pretty much proven yourself that you're not man enough to handle the situation. So why should we even bother with it now?
Exactly. And if you're so focused on the visual aspect of it, you know, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to have, because I know there has to be some attraction there. But at the same time, take a step back for just a moment and look at the bigger picture. You know, they won't even consider friendship. It's like they'll just cut your ass off altogether. And I'm like, okay, fine. No loss on my part. But then, you know, your phone will ring later and it's like, hey, what are you up to? I'm bored. Oh, hell to the no. I'm not an option on that either.
Right.
And I get that a lot from women. It's like, I don't want to be that option. Well, my thing is, and this goes for men and women, if you don't want to be the option, then don't make yourself the option. And if they're passing you up, you know, because of this or that, then move on. It's okay. They weren't for you. You weren't for them.
Most things are because you allow that to happen. So, like you just said, don't be the option then. Don't be that option. Like I said a few minutes ago, why would you allow them to keep talking to you if they've treated you that way? If they you know, ran off because they couldn't handle you and married somebody else or got in a relationship with in an exclusive relationship with somebody else, then they want to just keep trying to keep that flame alive or just stretching it out or whatever, then why would you allow that to happen? You're better than that. You got to have Well, you got to have the confidence in yourself that you don't need that treatment, and that right person, that there's people out there that will treat you right.
Exactly. So it's Kiss and Tell Wednesday. It was Kiss and Tell on Kiss and Keeping It Sex with Monica Lee, and I had some really juicy stories this morning. You got anything to say that you want to kiss and tell about, James?
You know, when you said that, I'm like, you know what? I really don't have any juicy kiss and tell to talk about right now. That's too funny. But I do not.
Oh, Lord, I'd need more than an hour. You know, I do love to tell stories. So, anyway. So it is.
Stories are good.
Yes, they're stories. Stories are always very good. Yeah, I might be inspired later to write a story. Anyway, so it is Thanksgiving Eve, and I know all you people are hopefully prepping your stuff for tomorrow and listening to us on Front Porch Sex Talk with Monica Lee. But I really want to emphasize that, you know, Thanksgiving is a rather boring holiday other than the food, because you give thanks, but it's more about the food and the football. But I just want to give a few tips on how to make it sexy, other than dressing up like sexy pilgrims and Indians and, you know, chasing each other around the bed or some shit like that, whatever floats your boat. But, you know, tomorrow, there are some do's and don'ts that you need to have to on your table. And, I'm going to touch on that real quick. I was telling you about the pumpkin pie.
Right.
Pumpkin is good because it makes your loved one stand at attention even more. It gives it strength and power. And it's full of, it makes that blood flow to the penis, if I'm going to be proper. And that's always a good thing.
How much pumpkin you got to eat?
Well, it depends on how much she's going to feed you with her fingers. I'm just saying. That in itself should help. And, you know, a don't is don't. There's things that change the pH of your bodily systems. Change the pH of your genitals, people. And I'm talking real talk here, so if y'all get offended, you know, you can sit and listen and learn something, or you can turn it off and walk on. But I'm just trying to help y'all out. So, because I know not everybody's all innocent out there. Stay away from garlic and onions and broccoli and asparagus and alcohol. That makes you taste very bitter. So if y'all are going to have Thanksgiving relations, get you some Thanksgiving, sexgiving nookie, it's going to make you taste bitter. Did you know that, James?
I did.
Yeah.
I did know that.
But, you know, you can always throw some pumpkin pie on it and make it taste better.
There's a thought. Another way to eat pumpkin pie.
There you go. Whipped cream. You got the whipped cream already. You might as well throw the pumpkin pie on there with it. I'm just saying. Oysters. You should have oysters on your table. It's a natural aphrodisiac. Have you ever had oyster dressing? Y'all have that over there?
Yeah, we have that. I've had it. I don't know that I've ever noticed oysters doing that for me, but who knows?
Yeah,
I
won't eat raw oysters, but I'll eat them in my dressing or fried, but it's not the season for that. cranberry sauce is high in vitamin A and C, and it also increases your sex drive. Make sure you slurp it all up tomorrow, guys and girls, because it'll make you feel spirited. And figs. Figs are high in vitamins as well to increase your sex drive as well. Plus, if you slice them the right way, it looks like a beautiful 4th of July. And everybody wants to have, you know, see that at their table. But seriously, I mean, when I was talking about that earlier, I had one guy message me and he goes, I'm never going to look at figs the same way again. I said, you're welcome.
That's,
you know,
funny.
Sometimes people are just so damn prudish and politically correct when they shouldn't be, and not politically correct when they should, you know, be. It's like there's nobody can say anything because everybody gets offended by this or by that. I can't believe you said that, you know, or, but yet when you don't say it, they're the ones talking. It's like with dating. I'm not going to chase you, but, you know, it's just a vicious cycle, and people just need to get the hell over themselves and have fun. It's all about having fun. Life is too fucking short.
You know what? Yeah, have some fun. You know, quit playing games. Quit waiting. You know, give your expectations and your demands a break. You know, ladies and men, give it a little time. Give her a little time to get to know you, and, you know, and quit trying to, to sit down for 5 minutes and expect to jump in the sack is just not reality, typically. So, you know,
well, for some people it is.
It is. Sometimes it is. But, you know,
sometimes
for a lot of people,
and that's why I
not.
Say you're a grown person. If you make that conscious decision to do that, then, you know, the morning after, think about that. And, you know, don't get hurt if you never hear from her again or from him again. And again, we're adults here, and it's sickens me that people don't know how to act like adults anymore, especially when it comes to relationships. And some of the stuff that people ask me, it's really common sense. But then again, I'm like, I can see where they're coming from, because I see it all the time too. And it's just a really sad thing that it comes down to, you know, like I said, the roles are reversing, I guess. Women are becoming, I don't want to say jaded or stronger, I don't even know what word to say, because they're fed up or they're frustrated. And so they're not putting themselves out there as much. And they've learned, I'm not going to put myself out there because so-and-so did me wrong. So the next guy that comes along, he's going to pay for all the mistakes that the other guy did.
You know, there's a great, that bitterness is just no good for the dating pool, you know,
well,
making the next person pay for
it. I give everybody,
well, you know, people
out until they prove it wrong. You know, if they prove it wrong,
you know, I agree. And for me, I don't really, you know, I guess I care about your past a little bit, but I don't want to hear about your past.
Exactly.
Or this guy or that guy or whatever. I mean, you know, and they're like, well, you really don't talk a lot about your past. And I'm like, correct. I don't. You really want to know?
I'm not looking backwards.
You don't really want to know.
I'm not going in that direction.
Yeah. What do you, don't look back. You're not going that way.
Yeah. That's what I say. I never,
you know,
look back because I'm
mean,
not going in that direction.
We're meeting each other right now, and we're going to go, hopefully we're moving forward. Not to, oh, you did this in your past, I'm not interested. You know?
Yeah.
I can tell
exactly.
You anything I want anyway. That's what I say about online profiles that are a mile long. You know what? The best way to get to know each other is talking to each other. And I can tell you anything I want in a profile. I can write anything I want. It doesn't mean shit.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that person can hold a conversation or, you know, has a modicum of intellect. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just,
exactly.
you get to know each other the old-fashioned way, talking to each other, and texting becomes a black hole.
Because everybody's so busy. I don't care if we text most of the day, because, like I said, I'm busy, you're busy, I respect you and your time, you know, especially if you've got children, and because, you know, for single parents out there, I mean, my kid is grown. I just have Elvis Presley, you know, and he's an attention whore in himself at times. But, you know, I know that, you know, I've always been very respectful of guys who have their kids for the weekend or whatever they have them during the week. That's just my respect for you. But it's like, well, why didn't you text me? Because you have your kids, man. Be with your kids. Be a dad.
Right.
You know, it's,
yeah, it still doesn't
again,
hurt to
I'm
say
saying
hi.
That guys are just,
you know, everybody.
About
right. Just giving, you know, sometimes it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. I'm giving you your space. You know, well, why didn't you call? And if you're in a, you know, you don't need to call so much if you do call. So, you know, like we said, you could probably go on for hours and days and weeks about how to make how to make dating better and everything. But people have to get over the drama and the games and the demands and the expectations.
Exactly.
And
just put yourself out there.
Why don't we have fun? Why don't we have fun and see where it goes? There's nothing wrong with having fun, whatever that is.
Exactly.
You know?
It's not an instant
relationship.
Who's judging you?
Who's judging you? Yourself?
Yes.
You know,
a lot of women
we
are,
do what
you
we
know,
do
they
to
make it hard for themselves like that.
You yeah,
know,
they do.
I say, you know, put yourself out there. If you're ready to date, put yourself out there, you know, and just know that whatever happens, happens. And if it doesn't work, it's okay. It's okay. You just keep moving, you know, and sometimes it's hard and it takes a few times or 100 times, but it's okay. One day you're going to meet that person. We are down to the last couple of minutes already. That
right.
flew by.
It was a fast hour.
Yes. And my phone is still blowing up with comments on your voice. You have your own fan club, James.
They can find me at Play Harder Radio.
Yeah, y'all listen to him. To give us more information, when, where, and how, in case people didn't catch the first part.
Oh, Play Harder Radio. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on Blog Talk Radio / Play Harder Radio. And that came off of the work hard, play hard, but I like to play harder than I work. So
mm-hmm.
that's where that came from. So Play Harder Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 on Blog Talk Radio / Play Harder Radio. We're live at Casino Beach Bar. It's mostly a sports show. You can find us there. We're usually on Facebook Live on Saturday mornings as well, so you can kind of check it out that way as well. But and we've got a couple of new shows coming online. We're going to be doing an MMA show on Tuesday nights in conjunction with Island Fights, which is the most successful fight promoter in the Southeast. So
awesome!
Yeah, you can find us there.
So make sure y'all tune in, guys, and make sure you tune in every morning to yours truly on Keeping It Sexy with Monica Lee on Rock Rage Radio. Go download your free app for your devices and tune in. I'm on from 9 to 11, and that's Central Time, 10 to noon Eastern Time. And next week, the Golden Girls are back, people. My girls are back. Mature Humping on Wednesdays with Monica with 65 and over. Yes, you can still have sex at 65 and over because these ladies are in their 70s. And Lord Jesus, it took like a week for my face to stop hurting because they just cracked me up. They have their
That's
own
awesome.
Fan club too. Front Porch Sex Talk is officially on tour. I was in New Mexico 2 weeks ago chasing the moon and showing my butt. December the 10th, I am heading to the Vaughn Ranch. So if you want me on your front porch, send me a picture of your front porch. Tell me why. Everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. James, thank you so much for being with me, darling. And
thank you, Monica.
From my front porch to yours, I send you all my love. Peace.